10:23. Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Getting ready for the Chicago International Film Festival that will kick off this week here in Chicago. I am honored that I've been invited to host opening night festivities for the International Film Festival. Very much looking forward to it. Mimi Pluche is the programming director for the film festival. Mimi, good morning. Hi, Mimi. Are you there?
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. So just give us kind of an overview. You know, people never been to the film festival, never been to any of the showings. What it is exactly that you have this year?
So this is the 52nd edition of the festival, and we run for 2 weeks. We open this October 13th, this Thursday. And, of course, like you mentioned, you're going to be hosting a wonderful opening night with the highly anticipated film La La Land, which stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Everybody's saying that this could be like a big Oscar picture this year. Like, you know, at the Toronto Film Festival, everybody was talking about how this is one of the best movies of the year.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a musical, and it's kind of an update of a classic Hollywood musical for the present day. And the chemistry between the two characters, of course, there's a romance at the heart of it, but wonderful music and dance numbers, but just a compelling love story about people who are falling in love, but also making decisions about their own life at the same time.
Yeah, so that's going to be Thursday for the opening night.
Thursday, and that launches 15 days of films. We're at the AMC River East 21, and we have films. We have about 175 films from more than 50 countries, but also some great representation of local filmmaking.
Which ones are you most excited?
I mean, for me, there's always two parts that are really exciting. One is kind of the return of directors that kind of are the masters that are recognized from around the world and also like great U.S. directors. So in our main competition, we have a film, we're a competitive film festival. We have a film by the American director Antonio Campos, and we've been showing his work since he first debuted. But we have a film called Christine, which actually Tracy Letts, a Chicago actor and writer, is going to be in attendance at. And it's about the 1970s broadcaster, Christine Chubbuck, who kind of in defiance or in response to kind of the sensationalism of television news, actually killed herself on screen. And so the film kind of recounts her lead up to that kind of tragic decision that she made.
Yeah, pretty poignant with the way that news...
Everything that's happening.
Yeah, exactly. That's going on in the world now. And I think a lot of people couldn't have imagined much of what would be happening in terms of the news right now. We're talking about celebrities who will be in attendance, we've got a pretty nice list of some people who are going to be coming into town to talk about their films in support of different projects, right?
We do. I mean, we anticipate having around 100 directors coming in from around the country and the world, and of course the local directors. Notably, it's the 20th anniversary of our Black Perspectives program, and we are going to be paying tribute to the Academy Award-winning director Steve McQueen on Saturday, October 22nd. So we're looking forward to that. But also as part of that program, we've newly added a conversation with Taraji P. Henson, who we all know and love from Empire. And she's in an upcoming film called Hidden Figures. And she'll be in conversation with Regina Taylor, actress and playwright Regina Taylor, mm-hmm. About that film.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And there are features and there are foreign films, documentaries, a lot of documentaries this year as well, which is always a highlight for me.
Yeah, we have a great lineup of documentaries. Noticeably also from Chicago, Steve James has his new film Abacus, which is about the kind of the fallout from the banking crisis. And he takes a look at a small New York bank that is based in the Chinese American community in New York, and how they became a target because they were such a small bank, an easy target when the big banks were let go. So it's called Abacus, Too Small to Jail. I mean, yeah, too small enough to jail.
Yeah. Steve James of Hoop Dreams fame and also directed the Roger Ebert documentary that came out. Was it last year, the year before, something?
A couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah, really, mm-hmm. really talented filmmaker. So if people want to get more information generally, take a look at the films that are being shown, schedules, et cetera, what is the best way to do all that?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is chicagofilmfestival.com. Our main venue is the AMC River East 21 at Illinois and Columbus, and you can also go there and pick up a hard copy of the schedule and buy your tickets in advance. Many films do sell out, so we recommend getting your tickets early. You can also call our ticketing hotline, which is 312-332-FILM, and purchase your tickets on the telephone.
Yeah, it's great.
But
that
I think kind of going online and seeing what we have to offer and the different films and programs.
Yeah, that's a good way to get a general overview. And great that everything is at one theater this year, from the days in the past where, you know, there were theaters all over the place. And it was a little tricky for people to negotiate. This time, super easy, easy to park, et cetera. All at the AMC,
exactly.
River, AMC River East, chicagofilmfestival.com for more info, or 312-332-FILM. Mimi Pluchet is their programming director, and we will see you guys on Thursday, okay?
See you at the movies.